from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name. How we must beware of sin. The wages of sin is death, and these wages have never been reduced. The story is told of a man out walking one day. Looking upwards, he saw a magnificent golden eagle. He stopped for a while and watched its flight, but then he observed that something was wrong. The eagle wavered in flight and soon began to fall, and in a short time it lay dead at his feet. Eager to know the reason of its death, he examined the bird, and he found no trace of gunshot wounds, but he saw in its talons a small weasel, which in its flight had drawn near to the body and sucked the life blood from the eagle's breast. And such is the end of everyone who persistently clings to sin. Yes, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And it's our prayer as you listen to the Word of God today that if you're unsaved, that you will receive the gift of eternal life. Here's the Reverend Ivan Foster to bring God's Word to us today.
Good morning, everyone. Have we any new listeners out there? Well, we offer to you a very warm welcome indeed. And of course, we would invite you to contact us, write to us. Let us know how you enjoyed the program. Please note our address at the end of the program. Today we continue our study of the Gospel of Mark, the chapter 5. You recall how the Saviour has crossed over the Sea of Galilee, and he has entered that region called Gadara. And there he encounters a poor wretch possessed by many devils. Now, I told you last week how that poor man pictures all mankind. That may well have startled some of you, but nevertheless, it's true. But before we come to our Bible study, let's have some music. It's Frank Boggs singing the lovely hymn, Then Jesus Came.
When Jesus comes, the tears are
Let's turn again to that portion of God's Word that we looked at together, Mark chapter 5. And, yes, we repeat what we said. Man is pictured here for us in this poor wretch who met the Savior when he arrived in Gadara. This poor, devil-possessed, devil-plagued man is a picture of mankind in its natural state. That, as I say, may startle some of you, but nevertheless, it is absolutely true. And I want you to solemnly consider what I have to say. Do not simply turn away and say, I don't believe that, but consider what I have to say and consider it in the light of God's precious word. Now, I showed to you how in John chapter 8, the verse 44, the Savior said to some very religious individuals that they were of their father, the devil. Suffice for us to say, on the basis of the Savior's words, that there are those who have a kinship with the devil. They are of the children of the devil. I turned you to Ephesians chapter 2 and the verses 2 and 3, and I showed to you how there were Paul, referring to the Ephesians, who were Gentiles, who had been pagans and idolaters, he said to them, before you were Christians, before you became Christians, before you were converted, you walked after the course of this world according to the spirit of the prince of this world. In other words, according to the devil. Again, I refer to the words of the Lord Jesus. This time it's in Matthew's Gospel and the chapter 13. And the Savior has just taught a parable. And in the chapter 13, the verse 38, he's explaining the parable. And he says this. Listen as I read, and do jot down the reference so that you can look it up for yourself. He answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man, the field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. I'm sure nearly everybody listening to me knows about the parable of the wheat and the tares. What do the tares represent? Here's what the Savior says. The tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. So, there are those who live under the rule and under the influence of the devil. I said last Monday morning that not everyone is controlled by the devil to the same degree as others. This man here was a man who, to a very exceptional degree, was under the rule of the devil. He was possessed of the devil. He was possessed of the devil. And as a consequence of that, let me notice with you that he lived in misery. He lived in misery. Being under the power of Satan, he lived in sin, he lived in rebellion against God, and in consequence, his life was a misery. That's the source of all misery in this world. It's common today to have it taught to us that the source of misery is unemployment, poverty, lack of education, poor housing. Now let me say, these things contribute undoubtedly to man's discomforts. But you could live in poverty and be happy in the Lord. After all, the Lord Jesus Christ had neither silver nor gold. He had no place to lay his head. He said, the foxes of this old earth have dens, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. So the Saviour was poor, but he was happy, content in obeying his Father. Let me say that you could be poorly educated, but rejoice in the Lord. Was it not said of the apostles, these are unlearned and ignorant men? But what joy those men knew. No, it is not our circumstances that make us unhappy, but the state of our heart, the state of our heart. If we're not right with God, then we will and cannot be happy. And how unhappy this poor creature was. Here he was, an outcast. He was living amongst tombs. Now, don't get the idea of tombstones, but we're talking here about caves. It was common for people to bury the dead in caves and to hollow out caves to bury the dead. And that's where this man was living. He was a caveman, living in total misery. And look also at what it says in the verse 3 of our chapter 5, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. He was just uncontrollable. You couldn't restrain him. He was in defiance of every convention and of every law. He just would not conform to decency and to the standards that others would wish him to conform to. He was out of control. That says something to us all, I'm sure, as we read our newspapers and listen to the news and we hear some of the dreadful things that are going on. Do we not whisper within our hearts, things are out of control? Well, I tell you, that's the mark of the devil's power at work. Look too at the verse 5, and we're coming to a close. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. Poor man. The grief that was in his soul as a result of his sin and dominance by the devil was to be heard in the wails that rent the night air. Oh, men and women, what a dreadful thing it is to be in sin and under the power of the devil. Praise God, this man has met the Saviour. We'll hear more in the will of God of what happened as a result of him meeting the Saviour. Tune in, please. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.